Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chof Hei. We're starting the Mishnah at the very top of the Yomid. And today the Gemara is going to focus on the koyach of the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears to go and be meratze on certain avoinois involving the karbonois. Now, if you look at the posuk in my Gemara, the Torah Ora Sholem, it's ois 1, v'hoya al meitza chaharein. The tzitz is a plate that he wears on top of his forehead. On that meitzach aharon, on the tzitz, it said, Kodosh l'Hashem. And it says, V'nos aharon es avoyna kodoshim. By wearing that tzitz, it is noisei. In other words, it is atones for the sins of the kodshim. Ashi yakdishu b'nei Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is makdish, that brings for a korban. Whenever he does the avoid, he should always have that metzach, he should always have the tzitz on his forehead. Now the pasuk on the surface is vague. It just says, v'nosaharn es avoin hakodeshim, that somehow the wearing of the tzitz, that atones for the sins, or the sin of the kodeshim. It doesn't identify which sin we're talking about. But as we'll see in the Mishnah, and as we'll see further in the Gemara, we're talking exclusively legabe the sin of tumah. That if it turns out that this carbon that was brought bitumah, we're not allowed to bring a carbon bitumah. But if you did it, then b'diyeved the tzitz is meratzah. Whether we're talking about a case of mezid or shoygeg, whether we're talking about a carbon tzibur, carbon yachid, this will be a further discussion on the bottom of the omid and into the omid base. But now that we have the general parameters, we start the Mishnah, nitma ha-koimitz. The koimitz unfortunately became tamei. So the koin had taken the kamitza already out of the mincha, and unfortunately he touched, or the koimitz touched an avela, dead cheret, whatever it was, it became tamei. The krivu, and they brought it nevertheless on top of the mizbeach. Maybe they didn't know that it became tamei. Maybe they knew and they took it anyway. Maybe they knew that it was tamei, but they didn't know that it was prohibited to go and put it on the mizbeach. Because lechetchila, if it's tamei, it's disqualified. Go and put it into the local Beis HaDeshen for burning, because it's a posel of carbon. However, they were already makrivit, and now they're saying, "What do we do now? Oy, we were makrivitumah." Says the Mishnah, "Hatzitz meratza." The tzitz is meratza, and therefore, says the Tap Rashi, the mincha is kosher, and the shirayim can be eaten. The shirayim didn't become tamei. The koimitz became tamei. So therefore you can go and eat the shirayim and it's a kushar carbon. That is if it was tamei. What happens if it was yotza v'hikrivai? Meaning that this koimitz had gone outside the azara and therefore it became posel b'yotze. And then they brought it back into the azara v'hikrivai and they put it on the mizbeach. This is a no-no. Oh, eina tzitz maratza. The tzitz will not help you to atone for this attempt to go and bring a carbon that was possible b'yotze. Why? Sh'atzitz meratza only al atomei, v'ena meratza al ha-yotze. The only thing that the tzitz is meratza on is tumah and nothing else. The Gemara is going to go through a number of other examples where perhaps I might have thought that the tzitz is meratza, and the Gemara is going to conclude, nein, only the gabe, the problem of tumah.
When they say the tzitz is meratza, does the Kohen Gadol have to be present when this is going on?
Well, that's a very good question. The Gemara elsewhere discusses those types of issues. Does he have to be wearing it? What happens if it's hanging on the hook, on the peg, and he's not even wearing it? Is it ultra meratza at that time? So that's not our sugya today, but there is a sugya about that. When is the Kohen Gadol there? Is he not there? What happens if it's broken? What happens if it's on the peg, as opposed to being worn? Those are very good questions, but not the focus for today.
Okay.
Zok Tanar Bat. We have a brayis of nosan harnes avoyna kodeshim. The pasuk that we quoted before, that there's an atonement for the sin. V'chi eizo avoyn hu noisei. Which sin are we talking about? Im toimer avoyn pigol. If you're talking about the aveir of pigol. In other words, that during one of the four avoydais, there was a machshava of chutz lizmanoi, or chutz lemkoimai. We'll talk about that in another moment. Hari kvar nemar lo yechoshev. In other words, perhaps the korban has become pigel, so maybe it's like tomei, so to speak, and now someone wants to go and be makrev this, to go and do this rikas adam, even though during the shechita there was a machshava of pigle that we're going to go and eat it tomorrow, or we're going to eat it outside. What happens now? It comes the time for the Zrikas Adam, and or it comes now the time for the, putting the Eimer on the Mizbeach. So I would think, okay, it's a terrible machshava that this person had, but maybe the tzitz is meratza on that. Says, you want to know? No. No way of atoning for that sin in terms of making this a kosher carbon. If it's a pigle, it's done. Or im toima, maybe avoin noiser. Maybe we're talking about the oven of noiser. Noiser poshup shot means that you left it beyond its zman, and people are eating from it, even if they're not eating from it, but we were over on the iser of leisisiru mimenu ad boiker. Maybe that's what the tzitz is maratza on, harikvar nema, lo yeiratza. You cannot have, when you say leiratza, means that it's not oile to be maratza on this chet. These two chatoim, the chet of pigel and the chet of noiser, are two which are irremediable, irrevocable, you're stuck, and the tzitz doesn't help you. Now the poshup shot of pigel and noiser is like we just explained, that pigle means that you had that bad machshava, and noisa means that the carbon was left over beyond its real zman, the zman that you should have eaten it. However, Tosis points out over here, and Emerson Rashi elsewhere explains it in greater detail, that the noisa that we're talking about doesn't mean that it actually became noiser, because once it becomes noiser, there's no havamina that the tzitz will be maratz in this carbon. The carbon was a perfect carbon. You've now been over on the iser of leaving it beyond its time period for either purposes of putting the aymer on the mizbeach or for purposes of eating the carbon. There's no question of being maratza as if you're going to make this carbon kosher again. The carbon was kosher, the carbon was perfect. The balim that brought it were yotze, whatever chiv they had to, if they were menader, or if they had a chiv, a karm chattis or hashem. Once it was brought perfectly, kapara has been effected. Rather, the noiser says toises, and Rashi says the same thing in Zvachim and in other places where this Gemara is brought. Noiser means a machsheves noiser. It's a small toises. If you see the toises, about 8 lines into the wide lines. If avoy noiser, lav noiser mamish kama. We don't mean that it's really noiser. Kiram v'zvachim la'achsher huchsher yachser v'yipasel. If the carbon is already a kosher carbon, everything was done perfectly in terms of the shechita mit hazrika mit alles, just because the balim or the kahanim were lazy and they didn't eat the carbon bismanai, that doesn't passel the carbon. It means that you can no longer eat from this carbon, now you have to go and burn it. But it doesn't retroactively passel it. And therefore you don't need an atonement on the avoyna kodeshim of psul kodeshim. El mi machsheves noiser, tayne machashevli oichloi chutz lizmanai. And that's what we mean by noiser. So then, by definition, the pigle that we spoke about a line before is not talking about a machshav of chutz lezmano, it's talking about a machshav of chutz lim koimoi. So even though the Gemara refers to it as pigle, that's what it means, the lower form of pigle, the posel v'she'en boi karis. So bottom line is, what the Braisa said so far is that tzitz is not meratze on a machshav as pigle of chutz lezmano or a machshav as psul of chutz lim koimoi. So, Ibazoi, what is it noise? In a noise, lavoin tuma, shahutra mechlola betzibur. It's noise, the oven of tuma, in a case where we're not talking about tzibur. Because we're talking about tzibur, for instance, on Erev Pesach, the roiv of Klal Yisrael became tumeim, or roiv of the kahanim are tumeim, etc. So then we have the famous rule of either tuma hutra betzibur, or tchu yehi betzibur. I don't need to come on to the tzitz being maratza. But when you have a din of tuma by karban yachid lemushal, then I need the benefit of the tzitz. And says the Gemara, it's not only a karban yachid, it's a karban tzibur too. But in a situation where not roiv tzibur happened to be tmeim, baruch Hashem roiv tzibur happened to be tahirim. So anyway, the point is, since we already find one other case where tuma is lessened in terms of its severity, even though the Klal Yisrael is tummy, etc., no problem, you can still bring a betzibur. So here too, if you brought lemushal, the kemitza of our Mishnah, which typically a mincha is not a mincha of Klal Yisrael, usually a mincha is a mincha of a minchas yachid, so you're bringing that kemitza, it became tummy, the tzitz is maratza, because we find, if you will, leniencies when it comes to hilchos tuma. Matzkel Reb Zeira. Aha. Eima ovein yoitzei. shehut mechlali b'mama. If you're telling me the avoin hakadoshim is referring to the avoin tumah, because we find other leniencies and other heterim, guess what? I can find other cases of psule korbanos where too there is a heter bechlali. Where is that? The oven of yoytze. You're not allowed to go and take any carbon outside of its parameters. For instance, if you're talking about kachi kudishim, do not take it outside the azara, because then it becomes posel the yoytze. So why don't you go and say the same thing about that? Then maybe that's what the nosa harnat avoyne kudishim is on yoytze. You're going to tell me, where is the heter mechlolai? The heter mechlolai is by bama. During the times of the heter habamais, for instance, when there was no Mishkan, when there was no Beis Hamikdash, when Klal Yisrael were either in Noi V'Givayin or previously in Gilgal, the first 14 years of Kibbush V'Chilik, when there was a Heter Abamais, then there was no Din of Yoytze. Why was no Din of Yoytze? Because there was no Kiloyim, there was no Azora, there was no Chotzer. So there was no defined parameters of the Machna. So therefore there was no problem, no psul of yoytze. Oh, so you see, heter mechlolai. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. That even when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, if a carbon went outside of the azara and you brought it inside, it became pasul yoytze. It's okay. The tzitz is meratze on that avera. Ef shetake. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Amalei abaya amakra. L'rotzen lehem lefnei Hashem, oven lefnei Hashem, in oven the yoytze loy. Meaning that same pasuk that we keep on quoting. That's number one. V'hoi al meitzach haharoin, v'nosa harnas avoin hakodeshim, by wearing that sits on the meitzach. What does it say at the end? V'hoi al mitzchay tamid l'rotzen lehem lefnei Hashem. Now Hashem is everywhere, right? To the childhood song of Hashem is here, Hashem is everywhere. So what does it mean, Lifnei Hashem? Lifnei Hashem over here means in the Beis Hamikdash, it means in the Mishkan, it means the Heichal, it means the approach to the Heichal. Oh, so only those types of avoinois does the tzitz al meitzach haharin be noisei avoin, but not something which is related to Yoytze, which is outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Azara, outside the Chotzi, you took it out. No, that's not Lifnei Hashem, and therefore there is no ritzui al yedei hatzitz. Maskel rilo. I have other cases. Ema avoin smoil. Shehut mechlola b'yom kippurim. As we know in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to go into Lefnai v'Lefnim, and he has to go and carry in both hands. One he's holding the machvas with the coals, and the other one he's holding the kaf, which is full of the ketores. And then afterwards he's going to have to do chafina, and everybody's going to comment. It's one of the three of the avodas kashrus shebeis hamikdash. All of that is true. But the point is, normally, whenever it says in the Torah the word koyin, or koyin etzva, you have to go and take it in the right hand, and yet he's carrying the ketores on the left hand. So you see that even though smoil normally is posel, there's a heter mechlolai. Oh, so maybe therefore the gabe, the avodas ketores, that's where we should go and say that the tzitz is meratza, not necessarily on hilchis tumah. Amalei abaya, amakra. Avin shehoy yeboy v'dachisiv. Lafuki hemikipurim dach sheirei b'smoilhu. The word avin has the connotation, I did something wrong, I sinned, and now I ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for atonement for that sin. You don't have to bring your carbon chattas, you don't have to bring your carbon asham. If it's an iser or an avin of tumah, all you have to have is the Kohen Gadol has that tzitz, and that tzitz is going to be marat. But there was an ovein involved, and we have to ask for forgiveness, and the tzitz effects that forgiveness. However, if you're talking about taking in the kaf in the Yad HaSmoil on Yom Kippur, that's a chsheir b'kach. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. He wants the Kohen Gadol to go and carry one hand the machvas and the other hand the kaf with the ktoiris. So hechsher b'smoilu. That's not an avera. That's the mitzvah. So obviously that's not what the tzitz is meant to be meratza for. That's teretz number one. Rav Ashi Omar, I have even a better teretz, if you will. Avoin hakodeshim v'loy avoin hamakdishim. What does that mean? Barry is always... You stole it. Avoin hakodeshim, that means that it atones for the avoin involving the kachim. The kachim is the chefza, the kachim themselves. Le'avoin hamakdishim, and not an avoin which has to do with the koyin who is makdish or makrav. He's the one that is affecting this carbon. Oh, so what do we mean by that? If there was an iser vis-a-vis carrying the kaf b'smoil, the tzitz would not be meratza on that. Why wouldn't it be meratza? Because that's not a problem in the ketores, per se, or any carbon. It's a problem in the koyin. Koyin, why are you carrying it in the smoil? You should be carrying it on your head. You're carrying it in your mouth. You shouldn't be carrying it in the smoil. So if there was an oven, which we already said a moment ago, there's really no oven because that's the derech hechsher v'kach. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to be done. But even liyutzu, you would say that it's an oven. This tzitz would not be meratza on it because only meratza on a problem with the kudishim and not with the magdishim, meaning the kehan. Omlet Rav Sima Bereid Rav Idi L'Rav Ashi. Niyamila Rav Sima Bereid Rav Ashi L'Rav Ashi. The difference is between Rav Sima Bereid Rav Idi or Rav Sima Bereid Rav Ashi. But both of them are talking to Rav Ashi. The Eima Ovein Balmum Shehutim Mechloli Bi Oifois. Ah, I have another pshat. Maybe we're talking about a korban that was a balmum, and I didn't even realize it was a balmum, and they shechted the korban balmum, and they did the Zrika Saddam, and only afterwards, oi, vavoy, vavoy, did you notice it has a mum? I didn't even realize that. Did you look in its eyes? If we looked in its eyes, you would have seen that there's a cut in the upper eyelids. You might have seen that there's a cut in the ears, and here, or there, whatever. You'd have seen that there. It's a balmum. Even if it's a temporary balmum, it's possible. Except for Reb Shimon that says, b'di'evet, if you did it, t'shchut echut, you are only chayiv a lav, you're not chayiv koris, whatever, that's a separate sugya. But the point is, if you find that the carbon happens to be balmum, then of course it's a pasulah carbon, but maybe the tzitz is maratza on it, because I also find another hetem mechlolim, where? By oifis. The Amamar, the famous rule, tamas zachris b'beima, being tamas zachris b'oifis. If you bring an oif which is a balmum, it's kosher, unless it's a mechusar aver, meaning a major, major issue. But if it's just a small little type of thing, it's gunished. Ah, so you see that there is a hutter mechloloi oifois. Amalei alecha makra lo yeirotze kiloi lerotze nye lochem. We have two psukim by the halacha of a balmum. With the two psukim. So again, if you look at number two and number three. Number three is v'shor v'ses sarua v'kolut. These are referring to different types of mumen in the animal. Nedova ta'asa oisa. You can go and give it a nedova to the base of Migdosh, to the gizbar. He can use it, sell it, whatever. Ubanedali rata, but don't bring it for carbon. Sidacha saru v'kolut. Sidacha, it's a chbal mum. Lo ye rata. So you have this double expression in the Torah of lo yiratzik, lo yiratzik, and so therefore you can have 100 tzitzim, they're not going to help, because lo yiratzik, this is final, this is not valid, there's no remedy, it's irrevocable, you're done. Ah, so what is the tzitz maratza on? Like we said before, on the oven of tumah. The Tosis and the Meforshim go through numerous other potential psulim. Why wouldn't you say that maybe the tzitz is maratza? For instance, if you went and bought an Esnan Zoyna, or a Mechir Kelev, or a Roiva Venerva, all those wonderful things that we spoke about in the past that are psulim, why wouldn't you say that perhaps the tzitz is maratza on them? Anyway, I am the Meforshim that go through a lot of the other potential psulim. Zok Gemara, Tanu Rabban. The Gemara is going to bring now two brises. The first brise ends here on the Amud Aleph. The second brise will be at the very top of the Amud Beis. And the Gemara is going to say that there's an apparent inconsistency or contradiction between the two brises. And the Gemara feels that this is such a bad contradiction that the Gemara is going to give ultimately four possible solutions to the contradiction of the two brises, as you will see in Yetzirah. Tanu Rabban. First brise says, Dam Shenitma, Dam that became Tomei, you should not have used it now for Zrikas Adam because it's Tomei. However, they did the spritzing anyway. Uzrake, they threw it against the Mizbeach, even though it was Tomei. So now the question is, Hoi, Tum, Tzitz, what's the story now? So the brise, if it was Bishoigeg, Hurtza. B'mezid loy hurtza. Now the poshib shot in this brisa is that dam became tomei. How it became tomei? I don't know, but it came tomei. And then the koyin went and did a zrika. If he did the zrika b'shoigig, meaning he didn't realize that it was tomei. Or he didn't know it was tomei, but he didn't realize that it's osir to go and be zoyrik this dam betoma. Et nishkevust. Ashoyik. Hurtza. Then the tzitz is meratza. The mezer, however, if he knew that it was tamei, and he knows that you cannot go and do a zrika of dam which is tamei, and he did it anyway, the mezer loy hurtza. That's the poshup shot, the way you read the brisa. I would only point out that in Yad Shem, at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to learn, according to one man, the Omer, I think it's Reb Shila, that the shoygig and the mezid is not referring to the zrika, but it's referring to the tuma. Meaning, how did it become tame? Did it become tame as a result be kavana, be mezid? Somebody knew that this was kachim, and he took a shtik nevel or dead cherits and he touched it. Why would anybody do something like that? There are deranged people in this world. Or he just didn't know that a nevela could go and be metame, or a dead cherits could be metame. So he was not careful. Whatever it is. The point is that, as we'll see, Mi'achim, at the end of the Gemara, the shoigig and the mezid, parshib shat is referring to the zrika. Right? Dam shenitma. Closed case. It's tame. Why? When? Where? I don't care. It's tame. And now the zrika was either b'shoigig or b'mezid. B'shoigig hurtza, b'mezid lehurtza. But there will be a pshat at the end of the Gemara that this b'shoigig and b'mezid is not modifying the zrika, but it's modifying the tumah. And therefore, if you want, you can say, dam shenit muzrakai. Okay, Rabbi, what do I do? Depends. How did it become tameh? If it became tameh, b'shoigig, then hurtza, b'mezid lehurtza. So that's, of course, not the poshe pshat, but that will be the pshat according to the fourth interpretation of this braisa, which we'll see at the end of today's daf. Continues the braisa. That's all talking about if a yachid, a private individual. If a tzibur is bringing a carbon, l'moshel, every single morning you have the oilis tomichel shachar, oilis tomichel ben aboyim, so those are kabonis tzibur. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid hortza, sai if it became tomei, shoigig or mezid. According to the second pshat that we just gave, or say if the zrika was b'shoigig or b'mezid, makes no difference. Hortza, there is a ritzoi al yedei hatzit. That's all you're talking about yin. If a goy is bringing a carbon, and we've learned in the past that goyim can also bring kabbonis. That's the famous, unfortunate story of the kamtza bar kamtza, that he was sending. The problem over there was not that the goy was bringing a carbon. The problem was that they made a slit, and they made it there for a balmum, and that became the ganza, the whole problem in that gemara. But anyway, a goy can bring a carbon. However, the goy does not get the benefit of ritzoy if his carbon gets tameh. But oivik kachavim bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid bein ba'oynis bein b'rotzen. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Lagabe the tumah or lagabe the zrika, loy. What do I have over here? Yeah, loy hurtzer. There is no ritzoy. Why is there no ritzoy? Rashi says on the third line, because again, based on that original pasuk, v'yal mitzchay tamid l'rotzen lahem lifnei Hashem. Who's lahem? Lahem is referring to Klal Yisrael. No, of course, who else are we talking about? L'ratzin lehem. Oh, lehem v'loy lev dichom. If a goy brings a carbon and it becomes tamei, guess what? No remedy. The tzitz will not help to be meratza on that carbon. Now, when it said back on the Omer Aleph, it uses four expressions of bein b'shoygi, bein b'mezi, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzai. What's the difference between all of these? So Rashi says, b'shoyge, we'll see in the Amud Beis in a moment, shoyge means that the kohen just didn't know the halacha. He didn't realize that there is a problem of doing bringing a tomei dika carbon. And the oynis means, of course he knew the halacha, but somehow bal karchach, maybe a goy forced him into the kohen to do this. He didn't do it willingly, it was against his will. We'll see that on the Amud Beis. What's the difference between mezin and ratzayim? Says Rashi, there's no difference, but for symmetry in terms of presentation. Since we're saying shoygig and oynis, so then the opposite of shoygig is mezin, the opposite of oynis is ratzayim, but really mezin and ratzayim are really one and the same. See, if you look at the Rashi at the very top, the Rashi shoygig. Shoygig means the koyin who's doing the avodah kasavar, ain karbonos mekablin tumah. He feels that the karbonos are so kodesh, you can go and throw tumah at them, nothing happens. They remain totally invulnerable to the inyan of tumah. So he's a shoygig, he just didn't know. He was not the top Bal Kishra in Koyin school when they were teaching 5 years of the trade of how to do the Avodah Sakuhuna. Oynis shenitma Bal Korchai, somehow or other became Tomei Bal Korchai, totally was out of his power, he couldn't prevent it. Bal Korchai. Avot Meiz V'Rozoi Chodomilti, the exact same thing. I did the ton of Oynis, ton of Rotzoi, and I did the ton of Shoygi, ton of same thing, Meiz. But they really weren't the same.
Koyin Mu'ed La'olam.
Coin
Mu'ed La'olam.
Coin. Okay. Very well. Anyway, so what do we see on the Omid Aleph? The Ikka that we see on the Omid Aleph is Legabe Meizid, Legabe Yochid. What did it say? We'll get back to this in a moment. Break the morning mini. I have a question from a second Brisa. A Maha Tzitz Merata. And what is a Tzitz Merata? Al Hadam, Dam that became Tomei, that you should be able, if you did as Rikus Adam that was Tomei, Kusha. Vala Basar, here we're talking about that's going to be eaten either by the Kahanim, if it's Kochi Kudishim, or by the Baalim or others, if it's Kochim Kalim. Vala Chelib, Chel is referring to the Aimran that you put on them as Peach. Any one of these Shenitma, Bein Bishoyi, Bein Bemezid, Bein Beoinis, Bein Beratzin, Bein Beyochid, Bein Betzibor, the Tzitz is Meratzah. Ooh, the tzitz is meratza on everything. Bein b'shoyi, bein b'meizid, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. What do I see from this price? The tzitz is meratza on a meizid by a yochid. Meizid by a yochid. Going back to that first price on the Omid Aleph, we said the dam shenit muzrak b'shoyi, 4 lines on the bottom, hurtza. But b'meizid loy hurtza. B'med b'amurim b'yochid. Ah, yochid and meizid. Tzitz is not meratza. That's what it says. Bemezid loyhortza, medibur mum, yochid. Tzibur yoyot. Tzibur bein b'shoy bemezid. But yochid bemezid loyhortza. Here it says, however, that it's hortza bein b'shoy bein bemezid, bein b'yochid bein b'tzibur. So I have a stira between the two brises as to whether or not the tzitz is meratza b'yochid bemezid. That's the kasha. The Gemara is going to give now 4 answers. Teretz number 1, Omer of Yosef Leikasha. Horeb Yoisi Horaban. It's a machlaikis. It's a kastir. It's a machlaikis. Who's a machlaikis? Reb Yoisi Horaban. Now, this machlaikis that the Gemara is going to bring now is not talking about tzitz and kudishim, but it's talking about a parallel situation by truma. What's the parallel? The sign of the Lundan Bryson. Ein torn min men hatamei al hatahoyer. You have a farmer who is now separating truma. Doesn't have to be a farmer. Could be a balabas that got tevel. But the point is, you're now separating the tevel. You're giving truma from the tevel. Make sure that the truma that you're taking, that 2%, you're 1 out of 40, 50, 60, whatever it is, make sure that it's not tumme. What's the problem? Well, obviously, the first thing is not nice. But number 2, it says in the pasuk, sisu olav chet, Baharimchem es chelboy mimenu. Don't go and be over a chet. Don't have a sin when you're taking out the chelboy. Chelboy means the best part of the tevel and handing it over to the kohen. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Matnas kahuna, you're supposed to give the best, not supposed to give the triple Z, you're supposed to give triple A. And here we're not just talking about in terms of the quality, here we're talking also in terms of the kashrus. So don't give from tomei al hator. However, vim torim, if you did it, B'shoyge truma se truma, b'meizid ein truma se truma. If you did give truma from the tamei, it's kosher b'dieved if it's b'shoyge. Why is it kosher b'dieved? So Rashi explained. If you look at the Rashi, b'shoyge truma se truma, it's the first of the narrow lines. Then we have kama duchti. We have the number of gemaras. V'leisisu olav chet parimchem es chelvei mimenu. The gemara asks, what do you mean v'leisisu olav chet? You shouldn't get a chet. Em einoi kadosh Nisius chet lama. If in fact what he did, if a person gave truma from tomei on tohar, if it doesn't work, what is his chet? I mean, of course, he shouldn't have gone through the mechanics of doing this. But the Gemara feels that if ultimately it didn't work, so then it was all lashav, it was all invalid, it was all for naught. So the Gemara. Mikan, from this I learn the treatment of Rale Yafa, even though you're not allowed to lay Sisul of Chay. But if you did it, Truma se Truma, it works. Now, therefore, since it works, it would work Sai if you did this Bemezid, that you knew that you were taking Tomei from the Torah, and Sai if it's Beshoyi that you didn't even know that it was Tomei. it would work because we just said now that's why there's a nesias chait, because you toyed him in a rally. How come then the Tanakhama says b'mezid ain't trumasi truma? Zok Rashi, because the chachamim put a knas. You shaygets you, you bad guy. These kohanim are struggling for parnasa. Their parnasa is the matlis kahuna. They're doing public service in the base of Migdish for 2 weeks a year, and they're great guys, but they don't have parnasa. So you got to go and support them, give them the choftal and matlis kahuna. And what do? You give them the tamei.
They can't even eat it. They just have to burn it.
They can burn it. They can burn it.
The only thing is it's talking the tevo. That's otherwise it's meaningless.
So they're getting the benefits, but they're not giving a benefit to the client. So therefore, we put a knas on him because he was mazed, and we tell him your trum is no good. Start from scratch. That's what it says. It's only minderbat, not minatoyim. Ain't term in the Talmud of the Torah, says the Braisa, Vim Torah, Bishogeg, Trumasa Truma. I didn't know. Chas Shom me? I've been giving Truma for the last 50 years. I never had this before. How did it become Tomei? Who? Well, okay, Trumasa Truma. The Mezid ain't Trumasa Truma because of that Kanas. Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Bain, Bishogeg, Bain, Mezid, Trumasa Truma. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold over the Kanas, and he says, you did a bad thing, but the Chum did not put a Kanas on such an individual. Perhaps this was such a rarity, it wasn't necessary to go and push. Exactly, doesn't say why, but the Maisi, he was not Goyzer, and he said, maybe show you amazing, Trumasoi, Truma. Aha. Okay, so how does this help us? Says our Gemara, that's the difference between the first Braisa and the second Braisa. The first Braisa in the Omer Aleph, it says that it's not Meratze b'mezid b'yochid. Okay, who holds that amazing and a yochid? There's no ritzi of the tzitz. That would be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, just like they say, the Gabe, the Truma, if you gave Truma, b'mezid ain't Truma, say Truma. If you did now a Zrika of Tuma, b'mezid, it's not Meratza on the Yach. Masha Enkin, Rabbi Yossi, that says, there's always a good Truma, even if he did it b'mezid. So he's obviously being more lenient, if you will. So that's the top price over here too, that the tzitz is Meratza. Even on Dam Bas V'chelev Shenitma, even though it's amazed, even though it's a Yachid, Rabbi Yossi says it's fine, it's good, and the Tzitz is Merat. Okay, so that sounds good, that the two Brises, first one is Rabbi, says, not Rabbi, the Rabbanan, and the second one is Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, one second, although in terms of the two Brises, this Teretz works nicely. However, I have a side problem. What's a side problem? One thing is clear from the braisa that you just brought now, that Rabbi Yossi is not koinis by mezid or by shoigig. If you went and gave truma from tomei alatar, even though you're not allowed to, if you did it, the chum didn't make any xerois, and therefore it's trumasi truma. So what did we hear about Rabbi Yossi de leikonis? However, the maratze tzitz alachilois mishamis lei. Did we hear that Rabbi Yossi similarly holds that the tzitz is meratze even on achilois? Achilois means things that are eaten. What do we mean by that? Because if you go to the braisa at the very top, this is Rabbi Yossi's braisa according to this teretz. It says al ma hatzitz meratze al adam, the al basar, the al chaylev. Dam is something that you apply to the mizbeach, as zrik on the mizbeach. The chaylev is something aymerin that you put on the mizbeach. Those are not called for a purpose of our Gemara, achilos. But the Gemara is focusing on the basar. Oh. So Rashi says, because everybody is maskim that when we say that the tzitz is meratza, it's meratza on that part of the korban that goes to Hashem. The question is, it's also meratza on that part of the korban which is ne'achal, either by the kahanim or by the balim, depending on the kachim kudushim, kachim kalim. That doesn't say it in our Mishnah. Here in this Brisa, however, it's very direct. The tzitz is maratza lam yala basar. Basar means a basar that is being eaten. You could say that the evidence we're talking about a situation of an ola, but the Gemara assumes not, because right after have the chaylev. The chaylev is the aymran that you put on the mizbeach, and if you're talking about the psara ola, so that's basically the same parasha. Why are we saying the basar and the chaylev? So apparently the basar is referring to basar hane'echal as well, that the tzitz is maratza. Aha. Okay, so if you're telling me that the author of this second braisa here at the top is Rabbi Yossi, so let's see what does Rabbi Yossi hold by Ritzui Hatzitz Alachilos. Freiti Yomara, Aim the Shamas Le Rabbi Yossi Dloikon is, that's the Gabi the Truma, he doesn't put a Knas. But the meratzah tzitzah lechilas misham islay. You're telling me that he's the author of that price and the tzitzah meratzah even on the basar. V'atanya Reb Lezer oimer. Not Reb Yoisi. Reb Lezer oimer. Hatzitz meratzah al achilois. Reb Yoisi oimer. Ein hatzitz meratzah al achilois. Ay vavai. The tzitzah is not meratzah lechilas. So then this top price cannot be Reb Yoisi. If it can't be Reb Yoisi, I'm back to square one. My teretz has fallen away. What am I going to do? Just take a short break before we continue the Gemara. L'chir, the easy answer would be to say that this top brisa is Reb Elazar. Right. Because Reb Elazar holds the tzitzim rata l'chilois, and that's what the brisa says, ala basar. And that would be a perfect answer. So just keep your finger here for 1 second. And if you go all the way down to two lines before the wide lines, two lines before the Ela Amrav Chizda, Leikasha, Har Blazer, Har Rabbanan. In fact, the two brises is no stira. The brise in the Omer Aleph is the Rabbanan speaking, and the brise in the Omer Beis is the Blazer, and that's a perfect teretz.
Right.
Okay, but the Gemara first wants to rehabilitate the teretz that we gave before. We don't want to just dismiss the teretz. You're talking in Narishkeit. No. How are we going to rehabilitate it? Jok the Gemara, Eipuch, let's switch around the two Mandi Omrim in this new brise. How are we going to switch it? Reb Leza Oimer, Eina Tzitz Meratza Lechilois. Reb Yoisi Oimer, Ha Tzitz Meratza Lechilois. Oh, beautiful. So now the top Raisa, which says that the Tzitz is Meratza, even on Basa, which is Achilet, so it's Reb Yoisi. And therefore, Reb Yoisi holds both that the Tzitz is Meratza Lechilois, like we just said, and he also holds that the Tzitz is Meratza, even the situation of Mazed by a Yachid, and therefore, Shalom Al Yisrael Lechayra, we have a good text. Obviously, we had to do a little bit of emendation of this epoch. But with this Baruch Hashem, the teretz is okay. For tomorrow, it's not so okay. Maskul Rav Sheshes, umi matzi abchisla. You think it's so easy just to go and switch around? Reb Lezer and Reb Yoisi, not so simple. Vatan, you have another brisa. Zok the brisa yochel baser shenitma lefnei zrikas tamim yuchayoven aleihem mishum tuma. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara, says Rashi, is a little bit misleading. In which respect? There are two Isurim when you're talking about Achilas Kodshim Bitumah. One is that the Kohen is Tameh and he eats Kodshim, regardless of whether Kodshim or Torah or Tameh, but the Kohen was Tameh and he ate the Kodshim. That is not just a simple lav, that's a lav sheyesh by Kores. Yesh Beikars. That's it, Tumba Bishagik. But it's a Shiyesh Beikars. What happens if, on the other hand, the Koyin happens to be Tohoir, and the Kodshim Atame, and the Koyin eats it? It's only an Isilav. When I say only, not that a Isilav is to be Igunish, but it's not a Lav that reaches the level of Karis. Now, the Lashon of the Braisa seems to be talking about Yochel Basar Shinit Malafnei Zrikas Tamim, that the Basar, the Chavtsa became Tomei, Yuchayov and Alein, I would think that the Koyin would be Chayiv. Koreis Mishum Toma, that's not accurate. If the Basar is Nitma, and the Koyin happens to be Tohoir, there is no Din Koreis, it's only a Lav. So Rashi says, and Rashi uses a very interesting expression, unique to me. All of you, those of you that are familiar with other Rashis, maybe you feel that's not so unique. But if you look at the Rashi, oh, it's about halfway down, a couple of lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Yochel Basar Shenitma Lefnei Zrika Stamim. V'achol Lefnei Zrika Betumas Haguf. Betumas Haguf means that the Koyin was Tameh. Yuchayoven Olav Koreis. Now that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the Basar Shenitma. We're not talking about the Gavra. It's talking about the Chavtza. V'toyris Kahanim Matzasi Loshen Nikia. It's a very, very unusual expression, or actually, Loshen Akiyah. Not that Chas HaShalom, that what we said until now was Chulila vulgar in any way, shape, or form. But Loshen Akiyah means the Chulila. We're talking about...
It means a clear pshat.
A clear pshat, a noki. Yeah. What's the noki? Not noki the tohar, everything is tohar. But noki, that what? Yochel yuchayav mishum tumas haguf lifnei zrika ubebaser tohar kamari. Even though the Loshen HaGemara doesn't support that, because the Loshen HaGemara is Yochel Basar Shenitma. Rashi said, no, we're talking about normal Basar, Kodshim, which was Tahar, and Tumas Guf, and the guy, the Koyin, was Tameh. Or whoever the one that ate from it was Tameh. For instance, if it was a Kodshim Kal was eaten by a regular plane of the Balaam or anybody else. Anyway, Getting back to the Brisa, what is the Brisa? The clarification we just had until now is to explain the Basar Shenitma is lav dafka, really mean that the Koyin Shenitma. Fine. But what is the focus of the Brisa? The focus of the Brisa is clearly if you eat from Kodshim after the Zarika Saddam, so now it's full fledged, fully baked Kodshim, it's the full Matir, the full Machshir, you did a Zarika Saddam, everything is great. After that, if you have a Koyin who happens to be Tome and eats from that kachim, then he goes and gets chas v'sholem din of karis. Here, however, we're talking about lefnei zrika sadam. The koyin or the baalim, whoever it was very, very hungry, voracious. I want to go and I glutton every lesson. Or he just didn't know there was lefnei zrika sadam. Hednish kibus. Normally, zrika sadam happens 1, 2, 3, and that koyin for some reason that said, well, you have to put it on hold. I have to take a coffee. You have to go to the bathroom. Whatever it happens to be. Anyway, so the Basar became Tomei, not the Basar. The Koyin became Tomei with Zerika Saddam, and he ate from the Kodshim before the Zerika Saddam. I would think, Yochal Yuchayavan Alei Mishem Tomei, this Koyin should now get Kares, because he was Tomei, and he ate from Kodshim Tohirim. Tamaloimar, we have two psukim together. And because of the fancy word juxtaposition of the two psukim, we're going to see that that Koyin will not get Kores. What does it say in the pasuk? Kol tohar yoichal basar. If you're a tohar, koyin tohar, or it's kachim kalim, baalim uab tohirim, yoichal basar, eskizim tahait. The hanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlam asher Hashem. The tamosei olav, and he happens to be tamei. Olav means on the person who is eating, nefesh asher toichal. Venechrisa. Now, what's the kavan of these two psukim being back to back? The kavan is, if the carbon is at the point that its status is, anybody and everybody can eat from this kachim if they're qualified to eat, tohoirim, kaihanim tohoirim, or by shlomim, baalim tohoirim. So nitl tohoirim chayavan ola mishem tuma. If the koyin, unfortunately, is tame, and he eats from that kachim, then chulila v'chas, he gets karis. However, v'sheinu nitl tohirim, meaning prior to the zrika sadam, where nobody's allowed to eat from it yet, because the carbon is still a carbon, it hasn't been, there's no heter. The heter will only be after you do the zrika sadam, and chayavan ola mishem tuma, no din of the koyin, who is tummy eating it, getting a din of kares. We're not recommending that he do it, but if he did it, he does not get kares, because it has to be nitter to the tahoirim. That's why we have these two psukim together. If it's a kol tohar yoichal basar, that tahoirim can eat it. Kip daran chevra, come, you can all eat from the carp. And this person who comes in, and tomasei olav, he gets kares. But if it's still premature, people are standing in line, we want to eat from the carp. Chevra, you got to wait. There was no Zerika Saddam. Since nobody's allowed to go eat it from yet, and if a Kohen Tomei would eat from it, he does not get cars. Yeah, question?
Mila is going to do, though.
Until Mila depends with his Kachim Kudishim or Kachim Kaal.
Zerika is the flip, the moment.
Exactly. Zukti Mar. Oy einoy ela shloy nechal. I'm sorry. Oy einoy ela nechal le tohoirim chayavin ola mishim toma. Ushe einoy nechal le tohoirim ein chayavin ola mishim toma. Frey Tigmara, the pshat that you gave until now is really a very nice pshat, that the, one is dependent on the other. When would the ochel get a din of kares? Only if everybody else is allowed to eat a kol tohar yoichal basar. So you're interpreting that to mean after the zrika sadam, but not before the zrika sadam. Maybe that's not the kavan of the pasuk. Maybe it's talking about that it's taka ready nitar to the tohoirim, but it's not ne'echal le tohoirim. What do you mean that it's nitar but not ne'echal? It's after the Zrikas Hadam, but a Toyer can't eat from it because it had a Zaitig Psul, it had a different Psul. For instance, a Psul of Yoytzeh. This one, this carbon that should have stayed in the Beis Mikdash, they took it out of the Azara. Oyoyoy, it becomes Psul now, be Yoytzeh. They bring it back in, okay, don't worry about it with Taki Yoytzeh, but I put it back. Haytzah v'achnasa, haytana, haytzah, achnasa, haytzah, karilei, it's fine, it's, I brought it back. You can't eat it, it became Psul be Yoytzeh. Of course, if you're talking about kachikudim, kachim kalim, you can eat throughout the Yerushalayim. Fine. If you're talking about outside
Yerushalayim, it's already tomei. It's already nechal bishim tuma. Why are we adding a second?
We're not talking. It's not tomei. We're talking about a separate case.
Okay. So it's not
only a case that it was yotzei. Okay. The Gemara until now differentiated between Lefnei Zrikas Adam and Achas Zrikas Adam. That Achas Zrikas Adam, when it becomes nitter to everyone, nitter l'toyrim, make sure you don't eat a betumah. If you eat a betumah, you're going to get cursed. But if it's Lefnei Zrikas Adam, it's not nitter to anybody. There's no kol tohar yoichal basar din. So therefore, there's no din of cursed. That's how we learned until now. So Gemara, who said that the distinguishing line between one and the other is if it was Zrikas Adam or not Zrikas Adam? Maybe we're talking about post-Zrikas Adam. And therefore it's nitter l'koyhanim, nitter l'tohirim. Everybody can go eat from it. Yeah, but there's another problem. It's not necha l'tohirim because it became possible, such as a case of yoytze. So tomo oy einoy, ele necha l'tohirim chayavna ala mishim tumma, v'she'ina necha l'tohirim ein chayavna ala mishim tumma, oytze ani es halon v'yes hayoytze. Yoytze means that it went outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Lun means that it's beyond the time limitation, like a noiser situation. Now a Torah is not allowed to eat from it. So what happens if a Kohen who happens to be Tamei eats from it? Is there a din of Kores or not? Or maybe that's what the Pasuk is saying. If a Torah can go and eat from this Basar, then the Nefesh that eats of it to Masay Allah, he gets Kores. But if the Torahim cannot eat from it, why not? Because it became possible Alts Lina, Alts Noiser, Alts Yoitze, so nobody can go and eat from it. Maybe then the Kohen who eats from it, if he happens to be Tamei, does not get Kores. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Tamaloyim, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Lashem, the Pasuk that we quoted a few lines ago, V'nefesh eshtoichal basim izevach ha-shlam Asher Lashem, Riba, that's Marvin says, that since this is a carbon, even though it has become unfortunately possible, if a Kohen who happens to be Tamei eats from this carbon Yotze, even though nobody else can go and eat from it, because it's possible Yotze, possible Lina, nevertheless, he's going to go and get Kores. Oh, Azoi, this Asher Lashem is Marba, those types of Kabonis that nobody can eat from. So Yochoshni Marba is Hapigulim Es Hanoisorois. Maybe I should add to the list not only the lun and the yoytze, but those kabbanas that became possible because of a machsheves pigul, or because it became noisar. Before the Gemara has a chance to respond, the Gemara immediately agitates and screams, noisar is not a lun. Well, we just talked about noisar. Lun means noisar. So what are you repeating yourself for? Ela'af ha-pigulam ki-noisaris. In other words, read the braisa, yoch shenimar b'es ha-pigulam, that they should have a din like noisaris. And that is, that if even though this is osir for anybody to eat because it happens to be pigul, if the Kohen Tor eats from it, if the Kohen Tomei eats from it, he gets a din of Kores. Just like we said that the Kohen who eats from Lina or from Yoitze, he gets a din of Kores. Maybe the same thing would apply to Gabi pigul.
Of course he gets Kores if he's pigul, even if he was a Tor.
Talking about this. What's an afkimina? One kares or two kares? What's the answer?
How many chataos?
Okay, so you know the answer. Okay. Zok Timura, El Havrigulim Mutoris, maybe his mutter, there's no din of eating it, betuma, and there's no pigle, there's no kares because of that, and therefore if you did a bishog, you don't have to bring a chatos because of that, because maybe it doesn't apply. Tamaloyim ar mizevach hashlomim miyet. Aha. So I have, says the Gemara, a ribuy and a miyet. The ribuy was Asher Lashem. Asher Lashem comes to include the Lina the Noiser case and the Yoitze case. And therefore, if you have a Kohen Tomei who eats from Noiser or eats from Yoitze, he happens to be Tomei, he gets the din of Korei. If he did a Bishoyi, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. Since it's Noiser, anybody who eats Noiser also gets a din of Korei. And therefore, Bishoyi, you have to bring a Korban Chatos. So you have to bring two Chatos. One chatas because he ate something which is nicer. Another chatas because he ate it the tomasai. So that's what I learned from Lashem, that's riba. However, if you were to go and eat pigol rabbeisai, it was not nicer, just that he had a bad machshava to eat a chutz l'mani chutz l'mkoymai, but he ate it before it became, in fact, chutz l'mani chutz l'mkoymai, and he was tamei, so I would have thought that he should go and get kores for that, just like he gets kores on the noisen, on the yoytze. No. Mizevach hashlam, not all shlam, only some yeah and some nisht. And so therefore, on the noiser, on the yoitze, if he were to go and eat it, then yes, he does get, if the koyin tamei gets kares, or shayge gets chatas. However, if you're talking about a case of pigles, if you want to do nisht, mizevach hashlam, amir, no din of kares, no din of chatas. Frank Tigmara, I have a Reba and a Miut. Mari Isl Rabbi says Elu, Ulohoitzi is Elu. Who says that the Reba Asher Lashem comes to be Marbe, the Lon and the Yoitze, the Noitzer and the Yoitze? And then you're telling me Zeba Cheshlom comes to go and be Mamai to exclude the Pego? Why don't you go and say maybe the reverse? Asher Reba Kosha Miut Amris, Marba Nias Elu. Why are these manishtana? I'll tell you why. Marbani is able to hoist the hen shas ha koisha. Mighty is able to hoist the shas ha koisha. When do I go and throw the books and throw curries or katas at the koyin tome who ate betumosai olga betumasagov and he ate the korban? When do I see he gets that curries? Only by those type of kabanas, which at least they had a minute of shas ha koisha. Meaning, you're talking about a carbon. Baruch Hashem, the Zrika Saddam is doing perfectly. We go and tell the Balaam, you're yoitzi, your carbon, and you can be yoitzi now from the Azorah. Everything has been done. Keitzahayim, everything is great. Baruch Hashem. It had a shasakosh. A minute later, unfortunately, somebody took it outside the base. Mikdash now becomes possible be yoitzi. Or they didn't eat it within its proper time, and it became possible be noiser, possible be love. Okay, but it had a shasa kosher. And therefore, if a koyin tamei eats from it, it's a din of pigle. I'm sorry, it's a din of kares. The time of the pigle took place at the time of the four avoidos. The shrita, the kabbalah, the hilacha, or the zrika sadam.
It was a perfect pigle.
And if it was a perfect pigle, what happened to this carbon?
It never had a shasa kosher.
Never had a shasa kosher.
Never was permitted.
And that's why the mizah machashlam, if a koyin tamei eats from it, he doesn't get the din of karas. Okay, a very nice teret. So now the Gemara asks, Vim toima, basa shenitma lefnei zrikas damim, va'acholi li'achas zrikas damim, when happens basa that became tummy before the zrika, and the coin eats it after the zrikas adam. Nei ma chayoven ola mishum tumo, why would he get a din of karas if he eats it betum asai? After all, this also didn't have a shasa kosher. Why didn't have a shasa kosher? Because it came tamei before the zrika sadam. And nevertheless, we hold that he does get karis. What's the reason why? I'll tell you why. Nesha tzitz meratza. The tzitz meratza over here, unfortunately, doesn't work to his favor. It works in, to the contrary, it works against him. Okay. That's by piglet.
I know
you're just borrowing the term. It's a borrowed term, yeah. Now you're using
it's a pun on the tzitz.
Perfect. Memnesha had tzitz meratza. So what does it mean, the tzitz meratza? Says Rashi, the tzitz behind the scene, so to speak, is causing this zrika sadam to be a kosher zrika sadam, because the tzitz is meratza on the tumma that occurred, right? The basa was nitma lefnei zrika sadam. I'm quite upset about that. But once you did the zrika sadam,
it rescued it.
Since it rescued it, now I understand that it did have a shas hakosher. The shas hakosher, you were never able to eat from it because it was tummy, but it had a shas hakosher in terms of that I was machshir the carbon. So for that purpose, it's called a shas hakosher. Since it had a shas hakosher, then it's like the lun and the case of yoitzer that had a shas hakosher, and that's why he goes and gets karas. Okay. But this din is only because we're talking about nitma en, that the tzitz is meratza for the case of tumma. But yoitzeloi, it's not meratza on yoitze.
Right.
How do I know it's not meratza on yoitze?
Our Mishnah today.
Our Mishnah, the very beginning of the Mishnah, we learned it's not meratza on yoitze. Okay, so Kiman Shamas Lei Omer Ein Zrika Me'eles Li Yoitze. Who's the one that holds Zrika doesn't help for yoitze? Because we're talking about Lefnei Zrika Saddam, it became Posel Bi Yoitze. Even if you bring it back in, can you now go and do Zrika Saddam that removes the me'ila from this carbon, is a machloikis, and Reb Elazar holds that ein zrika me'elis liyotze. Where is that Reb Elazar? The Gemara doesn't tell us, but Rashi brings from elsewhere, if you look at the second wide line down below, man shamas l'yomen zrika me'elis liyotze l'mehevi carbon kosher, that even though you did a wonderful, beautiful zrika, but I'm sorry, since the carbon became possible liyotze, it doesn't help. Who holds it? Ein zrika me'elis liyotze this carbon kosher? That's Reb Elazar. Try to come to me'ila mitchum, we'll learn not too long from now. Mitchum, when we finish Menachos and Chulin, we'll get to me'ila mitchum. Diktani. Basi kachi kachim. Shiyotz lefnei zrika sedam. It was yoytze. Reb Elazar. Oime me'alin bayav filiach zrika. The me'ila still applies and has not been removed as a result of the zrika. Shedain zrika mi'elas loy loy tzia midei mi'ila. The zrika doesn't help. It's powerless. Oh, so who is the one therefore that holds this? That ain zrika mi'elas liyoy. It's a tribulation. Uktani, and what did we just say in this brisa? To meratzet tzitz al achilas. Here at the very end, when we're talking about the koyin that was eating from it, we said, why is the coin that eats from it bitum osay? Why is he chai mishum tumah? Because the tzitz is meratzah. Ah, so we see that the tzitz doesn't only affect dam and chaylev, it also affects the basa. So we're talking about it's meratzah al achilos. Who is the Tana of this lengthy brisa which we've just concluded? So muzdach zayin, it's Reb Elazar. Why? Because we're saying that zrika will only help for the tumah, but it doesn't help for yoyt, say. Or this is Reb Elazar. And the same brisa says, Uktani dimaratzit tzitz al achilois. Oh, yoyoy. So I see that Reb Elazar holds takir lahalocha, that tzitz is maratz al achilois, because that's what we're talking about, the basar, that the kohen is eating, the tumasai, and we're saying that the tzitz is maratz, and therefore he goes and gets kares. So going back to that brisa that we had before, about 10 lines to the top of the omid, but Tanya Reb Elazar oima tzitz maratz al achilois, Reb Yosi oima eina tzitz maratz al achilois, because the previous teretz of this is Rabban and this Reb Yosi didn't stem, Eipach, we switched it around and we said Reb Elazar oima eina tzitz maratz al achilois, Reb Yosi holds tzitz maratz al achilois. So that teretz of this switch around, this venahapachu, rehabilitated the teretz to the steer between the two brises. We said, yeah, first brise is the Rabban, the second brise is Reb Yosi, and he holds tak at tzitz maratz al achilos, because that's what it says on the second line, the ala basar. Yeah, but we have a problem with Reb Elazar now, because since you switched around Reb Elazar, you think Reb Elazar holds ain't it tzitz maratz al achilos, Reb Elazar is the author of this lengthy brise that we've just concluded, and it's clear from this brise that the tzitz is maratza al achilos.
It's mechayev kares on someone eating it b'tumah.
Exactly, so we're going to have now a steer Reb Elazar on Reb Elazar. And therefore says the Gemara, you know what? Loy tepech, don't switch it around. Don't try to rehabilitate the first teretz. That first teretz is nidche. The machloit is between the two brises, and not Rabbanan and Reb Yosi. Elam Rav Chisa, like we pointed out already 10, 15 minutes ago, Leikash, Reb Elazar, Rabbanan. Oh, very good. The Rabbanan and the Omed Halef hold that Zrika is not matir, it's not moyel for Achilois, is not Maratza al Achilois, while Reb Elazar and the Omid Beis hold that it is Maratza al Achilois, and that's why we add the Dam at the Basa. So, no stira, two brises, this is a Rabban and this is a Reb Elazar. Pray tomorrow, 1 second. Eimid the Shamas lay the Reb Elazar, the Maratza tzitz al Achilois. Yo! Tzitz the Maratza al Achilois. Maskin. But like, Konis mi Shamas lay. Who says that he doesn't go and inflict a Knas? What does that Gemara mean? We saw already before at the top of the Omid that Reb Yosi inflicts a knas. Where do we find it?
By truma.
What did we say by truma? Reb Yosi says, "Bein b'shogi, bein memezid, truma say truma." The Reb Yosi does not inflict. Reb Yosi doesn't, but the Tanakhama does. Right? Ain't truma to tell me how to turn truma say b'shogi, truma say truma memezid, ain't truma say truma. Reb Yosi said, "Bein b'shogi, bein memezid, truma say truma," meaning that we don't make a knas. Okay, so now what did we say on the top of the Amud? Amam tzitz meratza al adam bealbas al chesh shenit b'mishoyim b'mayzim b'moynus b'baratzim yom. Across the board, it's all very, very good. So now the Gemara asks: we find now, according to the first teretz, Reb Yosi and the top brisa shtimt, because both the top brisa says loy konis, there is no knas, and that's why the tzitz meratza across the board, even b'mayzim, even b'yochid, no knas. And then the Gemara said that she didn't like Reb Yosi, because Reb Yosi also said there's no knas. Reb Yosi said, "Bein b'shogi, bein b'mezid, trumas etrumah." Tanakam, remember, said, no. If it was b'mezid, ain't trumas etrumah. Rashi said, because the Kama put a knas on a person who's going and giving tomei dika truma from the temple. Ah, so Reb Yosi doesn't hold of knas. Now we're trying to establish that Reb Elazar also agrees that there's no knas. Obviously, we're not talking in the truma situation, we're talking about the kodshim situation. But why wouldn't you say that there's a knas? Meaning that you have here a situation of that the basar, or the dam, or the chayv, but specifically the basar, since we're talking about achilos, became tamei. What business does he have of going and doing the zrika sadam? And we're saying, even if he's doing it b'mezid, it's all merutza, the tzitz is meratza. Why? You're a bad guy. You're talking about you know that the basar happens to be tameh, and nevertheless you go ahead and you go and do this rikas adam, and you want to rely on the tzitz. We should make a kenas. Obviously, the price in the top does not hold of the din of kenas. So zokti yimura, aim the shamas later blaz the demarata tzitz alachilas. You're masking. But who says doi konas mi shamas le? Maybe he holds that by mezid, it shouldn't work out kenas of the chachomim. Where do we find that a blazer subscribes to the idea of leikonis? Zumar M. Absolutely. I'll show you that a blazer holds is no knas. Ki heich the shamas like the Rabbi Yossi shamas like the blazer. The same makor that you had at the top, right, that Rabbi Yossi holds. Exactly. Tesanya Rebbe Lezer Oimer. It's not Rabbi Yossi. It's Rebbe Lezer Oimer. Bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid trumase truma. As opposed to the Tanakhama that said, ain't no. If it's b'mezid, ain't trumase truma. So we see that Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Yossi are walking on the same nice line, if you will. They both hold the same thing, that there is no din of kenas, and since there's no din of kenas, that's why the top raisa, even though it cannot shtim like Rabbi Yossi, why? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that ein hatzitz merata al achilois, and the top raisa is talking about achilois, talking about the basa. But the price
both hold no kenas.
And since they both hold no kenas, so then the top raisa could go like Rabbi Lezer without a problem. Freight tomorrow, 1 second, I still have another question. Hey, the Shabbos later, Rabbi Lezer, the truma, the kila, the kachin, the chamin, mishamisle. The Chayyim Gemara could have asked that kasha at the top,
long time ago,
like Rabbi Yossi as well.
Right.
But the Gemara probably felt we have a much stronger kasha. We have a direct Rabbi Yossi on point, the gabe that ain't a tzitz meratza ala chilois, and the Braisa says that it's meratza ala basar. So that's really a knockout kasha. The question of mitamas and mitkachim and truma. Okay, he holds the kachim and truma the same thing that the yomach the kras. So zuk tomorrow. Nochmal, how do we know couldn't Reb Lezer aim the Shabbos later Reb Lezer betruma the kila? There he makes a kenas. I'm sorry, there he does not. Thank you. No kenas be mishugim. Maybe there was a truma because it's more kah. Because the chamin mishamis later, maybe there he would impose a kenas. And therefore, vayta, how do you know that the top price that goes according to Reb Lezer? Says the Gemara, you're right. I don't have any real source to tell you that Reb Lezer holds that both by truma and kodshim there is no kenas. But imkain hokiman tarmia, you know, otherwise I've lost all other options. I'm going through my hat and trying to pull out any new ideas, trying to pull here out of my head. Can I figure out another way to for the steer of the two prices? I can't. The only way I can do it is by saying the top one is Reb Lezer. How do you know Reb Lezer would not be kindness? Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But since I don't have anything directly on point, I will assume that just like Reb Lezer is not koinis by truma, same thing hoaden legabe kochim.
You can stop from a furish, as it will.
As you were. Good, excellent. So with this, we've answered our first terutzim on the stira between the Amid Aleph and the Amid Beis. First terutz was Machlekes Rabbanan and Reb Yossi. Second terutz is Rabbanan and Reb Lezer. Beautiful. And now the Gemara gives two other terutzim and says you don't have to make a machlokes. We want it to be shulam v'shalva, ahava ach v'shulam v'reis. No machlokes. The two braises are entirely consistent with one another. And this is what we focused on briefly when we were on the Amid Aleph. Let's just go back to the two braises just for a short moment, and you'll see that the structure of the two braises is different. We started off the first braise in the Amid Aleph, tam shenitma uzrakai. Oh, b'shoigig hurtzim b'mezid loy hurtzim. Let's learn Parshat Pshat in the Braisa. The dam became tamei. How it became tamei? I don't know. I don't care. It's not fact. Important. It's dam which became tamei. And now the kohen took that dam and he was zoyrikit. So it depends how he was zoyrikit. If he was zoyrikit, said the Braisa, b'shoigig hurtza. If he was zoyrikit, b'mezid, knowing I know for a fact that it happens to be tamei, and I know I'm not supposed to be doing this, but I'm doing it anyway. B'mezid loy hurtza. And then b'yochem b'tzima. So the focus of the shogig and the mezid was on the zrika. Who you do a zrika b'mezid loy hurtza. Let's go to the Amid Beis. The Amid Beis or minu al maha tzitz meratza. What is the tzitz meratza? Al adam b'al abasa b'al achilav shenitma b'im b'shogig b'im b'mezid b'im b'oynis b'ratza. We're not talking about that the zrika was done b'shogig or b'mezid. We're talking about that they became tmeim shenitma bein b'shoyig bein b'mezid bein b'oynis bein b'ratzin bein b'yochid bein b'tz. So these are two separate cases.
Well, what does it matter? Dam is only roy for zrika. If the tzitz is meratza al adam.
So let's see the teretz. Zok Yimara, four lines from the banner. Rav Dina Omar, this is teretz number three to the steer. Tomase bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid hortza. If the thing became tame, even though it became tame b'mezid, if after that the koyin does a zrikas adam b'shoigig, even though the dam became tame b'mezid, hortza the tzitz is meratza. However, the zrika, if the zrika is b'shoigeg hortz, in other words, the kohen did not know that it became tamei, or he didn't know that that's the halacha that you're not allowed to use it, right. Whatever. So the zrika is b'shoigeg, then it's hortz, it's okay. B'mezid loy hortz, however, if he did it b'mezid loy hortz, why not? This kohen is a shlamazel mit a shlamiel, and maybe a shtekel rusha. He knows that this dam happens to be tamei, and he knows the halacha. We tell him, you learned this in Koyin school for 5 years. You know the halacha. Are you allowed to go and spritz tummy dicker blood? No. Why did you do it? I had a tremendous yetzahara, and I did it.
He also had machshava mefagelis on another korban that day. He's a bad guy.
And he also ate noisa that day from a third korban. Whatever. He maybe didn't put on tefillin that morning. But the point is, b'meizid loy hortza, because you don't go and take blood. Dam, which is tameh, and do a zrik on it. You know the halacha, and so therefore, mamezid, so therefore, I have no perfect teret. Notice that Bryce on the Omer Aleph is talking taka bizrika.
Right, because it doesn't mention zrika on the second Bryce.
Exactly. Dam shenitmu zrakai. And he knew about it. If it's mamezid, he knows that it's tamei and he does his zrika.
Mezid is going on the zrika,
which is a pasha pshat. Dam shenitma full stop semicolon period. Uzrake, now the kohen comes to take this zrika and there's on the mizrak there's a sign. Right. This dam is tamei.
I know it's tamei. Don't touch.
So bishoygeg hurtza. Shoygeg means he knew that it was tamei, but he didn't know that there's a problem of tamei. Chanish kavus. I thought, yeah, big deal. Tamei tor. Yeah, come out the same. Kamatria to Tess and Tess. You didn't know. Okay, so then it's Hortza. But Mamezi knows that it's Tamei. Loi Hortza. Makes a lot of sense. The Chumim, if you will, I don't know if you're out Kanas or not, but Mister, it's Mamezi. The Dam, the since it's not that. Here on the top of the Amid, we're not talking about that the Zerika was done b'mezid. We're talking about Alma Tzitz Meratza, Aladam, the Bosch, the Chayiv Shed Nitma became Tome.
The
Chayivitz
became
Tome. The Chayivitz, the became Tome, b'mishoy, b'mezid, 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 and then the Koyin did a Zerika b'shogeg, not b'mezid, he did a Zerika b'shogeg, not knowing that the Tome, that the Dam became Tome, b'shogeg, b'mezid, 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 so then it's Meratza, then it's okay. And that's consistent with the first price in the Amid Aleph. The Bryce of the Amid Aleph said it's b'shoigig, it's meratza. And that's why here on the Amid Beis, it's meratza. Because the shoigig and the mezid is all going on the original status
of the dam
and the boss and the chalif. How did they become tamim? Makes a difference. B'shoigig, b'mezid. As long as he did his rika b'shoigig, it says it's meratza. Aye, why didn't the Amid Aleph did we say that it's not meratza? Because he did his rika b'mezid. He's a shoigig. Such a case, we say it's not meratza. Okay, so then, the two Bryces are fine, they're consistent.
Ravina's reading the fine print much much more carefully.
Exactly. Now, Rav Shila unexpectedly gives the same terrors as Ravina, but punk faker, just the opposite. Rav Shila Omar's rikosid, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, is hortza. This rik I don't really care about. It's the tamasai b'shoigig, hortza, b'mezid loy hortza. How did the basar or the dam, how did that become tamei? Oh, if it became tamei b'shoigeg, then hortza. Then the kohen goes and spritzes it, even if he spritzed it b'mezid, knowing fully well that this happens to be tamei, but since the original tumma was b'shoigeg, it works. However, if the tumma was originally tumma b'mezid loy hortza, then it doesn't work. Now this teretz, I mean, we have to understand what the svara is, but l'choida, the two brises don't stim with this teret.
Right.
And in fact, the Gemara asks immediately, or of shila hadiktani, it says here on the Amid Beis, at the top. What's the din? It says over here that it was nitma bein b'toy b'meizid, the tzitz is maratza. L'choida, we're talking about the tumma. And didn't we just said now, according to Rav Shila, that the Tomasai b'shoigi hurtza b'mezalei hurtza. So the Tomasai, the Chayi, is referring to this price here at the top. Why? Because the price is not talking about Zerika. That's talking about the Tumma. And the Tumma was b'mezalei b'mezalei. So the top price says, b'mezalei b'mezalei, that the tzitz is maratza. Yet Rav Shila said, no, the tzitz is not meratza. How could that be? The shtetach and the price of the meratza, that the tumah would be mishayim amazing. Hachi ka'amar, I have to amend the brisa slightly. Nitma b'shoyeg, that's my svar, that's my halacha of Shila, that the tumah had to be b'shoyeg. Uzrakai, throw in the word zrakai. It doesn't say the word zrakai, but zrika means to throw. You gotta throw in the word zrika in the middle of that brisa. And when it says over here now, going back to the top brisa, ma tits meratza al dam al basma al chelav shenitma, how did it become tumah? Let me throw in b'shoyeg. And now uzrakai, and he threw that dam. Then we go and say that it's meratza. Obviously, that's a major amendation, but that's what I got to do. We stop after the words al chilif shenitma on the second line. We throw in b'shoyegi. Now that I established it became tongue b'shoyegi, it depends what the zrika was all about. If the zrika was a shoyeg, or the zrika was amazed. Says Rav Shila, sorry, Zrikasa de Bishoyim Amazed is not sorry. Hurtza, it works. Why? Because the Tumah was only a Tumah of Shayim. No, obviously, that's a major emendation. But let's go now to the first price on the Yomar Aleph. Toshima. Dam Shinitmu Zrakai. What did we say? We said Zrakai Bishoyim Hurtza Bemezle Hurtza. So Poshib Shad is referring to the Shoyim and Mezle is referring to the Zrika. Toshima Dam Shinitmu Zrakai Bishoyim Hurtza Bemezle Hurtza. Now, what did Rav Shila say to Gabi the Zrika? He said, the Zrika, baby, shoyi, baby, mazid, is hurtza. That's not what it says in this brisa. It says, Rocky, bishoyi, is hurtza, but mazid, lai hurtza. And Rav Shila is saying, no, no. As far as the Zrika is concerned, baby, bishoyi, baby, mazid, hurtza. So, the Mahaki Ka'amar, we have to explain the brisa a little bit differently. Dam shenetma uzrakai. Dam that became tomei, and I did the Zrika. Now, the question is, how did the dam become tamei? Bishoyigi b'mamezed nitma. Then what's the din? If it was bishoyigi hurtza, then it works. B'mamezed loy hurtza. If it was b'mamezed, then the tzitz is not meratza. Is that the poshim shan the brisa?
No.
The poshim shan the brisa, b'mamezed bishoyigi, is modifying the zrika, not the original tuma. If it was modifying the tuma, it should start off. Dam shenitma, if it's b'mezid azay, and if it's b'shoyeg azay, and then uzrakai, then tell the halacha.
The sequence doesn't work.
It doesn't really work. So, obviously, Ravina's teretz
is the best, without question.
It stims in terms of the text.
Right.
Why did Rav Shila go and push himself and pressure himself to have to amend both prices to go and say his teretz?
Yeah.
So, says the bottom Tosfos, Zrikasa ben b'shoyeg ben b'mezid hurtza avo pisha tzarech, Lidchoy Kaloshan Ali Bey. Boy, did we have to amend both prices. Nichole Lishniyahi. He prefers his teretz over Avinah's teretz. Why? Kinom Perikani Zakim. Gavalichpure Kaboy. Vanan Nekim Niknase. Gavalichpure means a person is bringing his carbon. Why is he bringing his carbon? He wants to get the benefit of the kapara. See, he's an innocent individual, a vilton gut. If he didn't want to bring a kosher carbon, he could have stayed at home. He could have stayed in his office. Right. Why did he bring a carbon? He wants to get a kapara. Now, if the kohen goes and he takes the tamei and he goes and does a zrika, b'mezid, I know it's tamei and it's zrika anyway.
He's going to go. You're messing up the whole thing.
No, that's why Rav Shila says. It makes a difference. Because he's been b'shoyeg, he's been b'mezid, it's hurt, so we don't go and put any knosis over here. Even though he did a zrika b'mezid of tamei dikadam, that sits as maratza, no knas, and sholem al Yisrael. So he drive with four terutzim to the stira, either Rabbanan and Rav Yossi, Rabbanan and Rav Lezer, or the first price is talking about zrika, second price is talking about tumah, or contra Shila, the first price is talking about tumah, and the second price is talking about zrika. Have a wonderful day. Zayin.